The Republicans wrapped up their national convention last week in Tampa. This week, the Democrats are gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is there getting ready for this week's activities. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So you've been spending some time with the Ohio delegation. Tell us about the group. Who's there and what are they doing so far?
Well, they started streaming in late afternoon yesterday into the two hotels which the Ohio delegation is using, and they're kind of across the road from each other. Obviously, the Ohio delegation to the Democratic convention is much larger than the one last week in Tampa. That's just the way the Democrats work. They have more delegates. The delegation is more than three times as big as the delegation from Ohio that was at the Republican National Convention. And there's just a lot more people here from Ohio.
So is it just from Ohio, or is the entire convention just bigger because every state has more delegates?
Oh, it's every state. I mean, you know, it's just the way the Democrats distribute their delegates, and, you know, they have a whole different system. Republicans tend to have smaller groups of delegates from each state, and the Democrats tend to load up.
Well, tell us who's there from Southwest Ohio, and who have you run into so far?
Well, I've run into Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory, Council Member Yvette Simpson. There's a whole lot of city council here, and that's why they're not having a meeting this week. P.G. Sittenfeld is here, Chris Seelbach's here. Lori Quinlivan is supposed to be on the way, although she's not a delegate. So there's a whole lot of them there, in delegate roles. Mallory is an automatic delegate because he is a member of the Democratic National Committee.
Well, tell us what the makeup of the committee looks like. You named a lot of council members. Who else is there, and how does the makeup perhaps compare to the makeup of the Republican delegates that were at in Tampa?
Well, this is not untypical. I mean, the Democratic delegation is a lot more diverse racially and ethnically and otherwise than the Republican delegation, mainly because the Democratic Party basically sets quotas on the number of African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, gay and lesbian folks, people with disabilities have to be represented. So you have all of these groups that have to be represented in certain numbers within the delegation, and they've done that with the Ohio delegation.
Now, you're also seeing some former politicians. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland is there. What's his role this time around?
Well, Ted Strickland is going to be a speaker on prime time. I think he's probably going to get up and answer basically Governor Kasich's argument last week in Tampa that he was responsible for the comeback in Ohio. And I think Strickland will probably make the case that, no, wait a minute, you had a whole lot of help from the Obama administration, and here's how, particularly with the auto industry. Strickland, you know, is one of those people who may run again for governor in 2014, and there are several of them here who are sort of jockeying for a position for 2014.
Now, today, just like with the Republican convention, and of course today's a holiday as well, no official floor meetings, is that correct?
That's right. The convention itself will not convene until tomorrow. There are all sorts of activities today. There's parties, there's a Carolina Fest going on downtown. There are opportunities for delegates to get involved in community service type programs. The Ohio delegation, of course, is going to have its daily delegation breakfast, and it's going to be a tribute to organized labor, which makes up a very large portion of the Ohio delegation. Our union members.
Well, Howard, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Marianne.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his stories and blog all about the Democratic National Convention on our website, WVXU.org. He'll be doing a live chat on Thursday at noon online as well.